Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Welcome back. In part one, we sat in the energy of two, relationship, connection, and what happens when that connection gets broken at the root. We ended on the one, the self, and the question, what don't you trust about yourself? Today, we move into a different vibration. Today, we're working with the number 7. 7 is the most spiritual number in the system. 7 is the number of inner wisdom, of truth seeking, of the soul that refuses to accept surface level answers. 7 is also the number of discernment, the ability to see past the illusion and into the reality. But 7 also has a shadow. 7 can become isolated, withdrawn, paralyzed by overthinking, disconnected from its own knowing when it's been hurt enough times. And that is exactly what we're talking about today. Judgment and the spiritual art of learning to see clearly again. Now, I know some of you have heard, don't judge, it's not right to judge. But let me be clear, here's the truth in that. We judge all day, every day, and we should. Every number carries both a gift and a challenge. The gift of discernment, the ability to judge rightly, to see clearly, to know without needing to be told. The challenge of 7 is when that discernment gets clouded by pain, by fear, by ego, and turns into condemnation. Discernment is seeing clearly. Condemnation is sentencing someone or yourself without mercy. Discernment says, this situation doesn't feel right. I need to pay attention. Condemnation says, this person is worthless. I'm worthless. There's no coming back from this. Discernment is rooted in the high vibration 7. The wisdom, spiritual clarity, the knowing. Condemnation is rooted in the low vibration 7. Isolation, the suspicion, the wound that never healed. A lot of us are making low 7 calls and calling them wisdom. Now let's talk about the ego for a minute. Ego lives in the energy of 8. 8 is the number of power, ambition, authority, and status. In its highest form, 8 is abundance, leadership, and the ability to build something lasting. But in its lowest form, 8 is the relentless need to prove, to win, to be seen, to have the last word. The ego needs labels. It needs to categorize, rank, confirm. The ego needs outside validation because low 8 is always performing for an audience. The ego will tell you to chase a fantasy because leaving would mean admitting you were wrong about something. It'll tell you to prove something to someone who stopped watching years ago. And when you follow that low 8 energy, you end up empty, spiritually malnourished, further from your true number than when you started. Now, intuition, that is the high 7. Intuition comes from your higher self, from the part of you that is connected to something bigger than your circumstance. High 7 doesn't need labels. It doesn't need an audience. It does not need outside validation because 7 is its own confirmation. 7 knows. It has always known. Even when you tried to override it, even when the low 8 ego talked loudly over it, your gut has never lied to you. Was the low 8 voice that talked you out of what your high 7 was saying. Do you know someone who doesn't trust their intuition? Or maybe are you that person? Here's why. At some point in your life, you made a decision you thought was coming from your 7, from your inner knowing, from your discernment. But it was actually coming from your 8, from your ego, from the need to prove something, from chasing a fantasy dressed as a calling, and it cost you. So now, every time 8 speaks, you second guess it, because you can't tell the difference anymore between the voice that knows and the voice that wants. But here's how you can tell them apart. Low 8 feels urgent, exciting. It has momentum, but it needs an audience. It's attached to the outcome, to how it looks, to what people will say, to winning. High 7, the intuition, feels steady, quiet. Sometimes it can be inconvenient because it tells you the truth about something you were hoping wasn't true. When you add 7 and 8 together, you get 15. And when you add 1 and 5 together, you get 6. And 6, remember, is the number of love and healing of the home. That is not a coincidence. When you bring your wisdom and your power into alignment, when that 7 and the 8 are working together instead of working against each other, the result is healing. The healing of the home inside you. Before we close part 2, sit with this. Think about a time you ignored your gut. What was the voice that talked you out of it saying? Was it your 7? Quiet, steady, already knowing? Or was it your 8? Loud, urgent, needing to prove. Your judgment isn't broken. Your judgment just got hijacked by low 8 energy, by trauma, by ego, by the need for validation from people who may not even be in your life anymore. The path back is learning to return to your 7, to stillness, to the knowing, to the part of you that was never confused, only silenced. In part 3, we're going to bring the whole number system home. We look at what happens when broken trust and clouded judgment collide. And more importantly, how you heal from the inside out. And until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.